Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is Minding Your Money 360 with news, perspectives, and real-world answers to manage your whole money life for success. We're taking a break, but I haven't forgotten about you. I've lined up some of our most popular episodes to replay from now until the first of the year. I hope that you have a very happy holiday. FYI, the MYM 360 Bootcamp will be starting soon, and you can get more info by visiting my website at psworth.com and clicking on Bootcamp at the top navigation bar. However, we're still here, so if you have questions, don't hesitate to contact us at feedback at mym360.com. And now for an oldie, but a goodie. Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money with your Money Minute. If you've ever thought about starting a business, there's no time like the present. But a business is not something to be entered into lightly. So stop and consider the following five questions before you take the leap. Number one, what's your motivation? Get a clear idea about why you want to start a business. Is it for money or because you will be doing something you really like? Here's a hint. Both of these are important. Without a profit motive, it's just a hobby. And if you're not doing something you like, chances are you won't stick with it for very long. Number two, is it a profitable idea? There are tons of great ideas out there, but they're not all money-making ideas. So look for objective signs that your idea can make money. Number three, what's your master plan for your business? Take the time to plan it out. This will bring up things you may never even have considered that could cause you problems later on. Number four, who's got your back? In other words, will your family or friends be supportive, or is this going to be an uphill battle every day? And number five, do you have the skills to pull it off? Running a business requires skills, and it requires more than just being good at the product or service you are selling. Remember, if you don't mind your money, someone else will, and then they will control your future.